So in a second, I'm going to ask Philip to present a patient and get your take on how you're approaching first-line therapy and where FOLFIRINOX fits in. But in order to do that, I'm going to go back to Eileen and ask you for some more data. And of course, you know, the big story that occurred this year related to nab-paclitaxel. Can you talk about what was presented and also this new phase two neoadjuvant study?
Yeah, so we now have another option on the table for treating patients with newly diagnosed pancreas cancer. And the IMPACT study was presented at GI ASCO earlier this year, and then the data updated at the main ASCO meeting. So this looked at nab-paclitaxel and gemcitabine and compared it to gemcitabine alone, with the primary endpoint being overall survival in patients with ECOG 0 to 1 performance status and metastatic disease. And a couple of points about the study. This was an international study across Europe, North America, and included patients from both community and academic centers. And the signal was a positive one. Like with the FOLFIRINOX data, there was consistent improvement in all of the primary and secondary endpoints with regard to tumor response, disease control, and overall survival, supporting the use of gemcitabine and nab-paclitaxel. There was not actually a quality of life analysis as part of this study, which I think is a subject of discussion at the moment in terms of how to integrate it.
Any comments on the neurotoxicity, the peripheral neuropathy? I think it was like 17% grade 3, so it's not insignificant. There's been debates in breast cancer for a long time about the neurotoxicity in NAB versus paclitaxel. Any sense about how much of a problem it is?
Well, I think it's a problem, but I don't think it's a big problem. The issue occurred when people were doing well and on drug for an extended period of time. It's not an early occurrence, and with the average duration of disease control for pancreas cancer with this regimen, it's not too many people I think it's going to be a major problem. I suspect that the bigger issue may be in people who have had prior oxaliplatin-based therapy. As this gets integrated into use, how we're going to manage that subsequently in the second or other line of treatment.
Any way to indirectly compare both efficacy and, importantly, tolerability between these two studies and these two strategies of FOLFIRINOX and NAB-GEM?
Yeah, so I think that's a big question that's on the table, and we're all sort of guilty of comparing directly between the studies when we know all of the limitations of that. And certainly a head-to-head analysis just looking at the primary endpoint would suggest that FOLFIRINOX has the edge, recognizing, of course, that there were different populations. But I would also say that the control arms did equivalently in both studies, so suggesting that it's not so unreasonable a comparison to make. But I think rather than saying one is better, I think it's options. And it may be that gemcitabine and nab-paclitaxel will be an easier backbone to build upon in terms of adding new agents. And that's a whole area that's beginning to be explored.
So I want Philip to present his case, but I am going to go back to Rich because you mentioned this patient who had this response and then went to surgery, et cetera, with FOLFIRINOX. In that situation, is FOLFIRINOX still your go-to treatment, or in some situations are you considering NAB-GEM neoadjuvantly?
So we're using FOLFIRINOX as our neoadjuvant therapy. Again, you know, this is one of those circumstances where you're looking desperately for maximal tumor shrinkage, and I think that the data suggests that that's the best strategy that we have currently.
And I think I was doing an interview with Tony Saab, and I thought there's actually a study looking at adjuvant FOLFIRINOX. How many people are on it, and what have you seen so far?
Well, so we submitted an abstract this week to the GI symposium with about 35 patients, and we're seeing about a third of them getting operated on.
So, and these are people who are not
who
operable?
Are initially declined by the surgeon.
So similar to your patient here.
Right.
Interesting.
In fact, this is one of the patients in that report.
There you go.
So.